What's happening locally? The news.
Well, let's take a look. It's our Wednesday morning look, or what we refer to sometimes as our midweek look. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The long-awaited trial for Odebrecht bribery, where 36 people are accused, including former presidents Ricardo Martinelli and Juan Carlos Varela, of alleged money laundering, is about to be postponed for the second time. The reason is now that the second liquidation court for criminal cases has not presented the list of admitted evidence and other rejected ones adduced by the Special Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office and the defence lawyers. Sources from the public ministry confirm that so far the parties to the process have not been notified of the evidence ordered to be used in the trial, and that although it is issued on this Tuesday afternoon, it must be compiled or complied with the process of notifying the prosecutor's office and all defence attorneys. Some advocates stress that no one has been notified yet, and it seems unlikely that the case will come out and in a few hours 36 defendants can be notified. Additionally, said order could be appealed before the Superior Court for the settlement of criminal cases if any of the parties is dissatisfied with the decision adopted by criminal judge Maloisa Martinez on the admission or rejection of any testimonial, documentary or expert evidence. It is unknown when the Odebrecht trial could be rescheduled, since Judge Martinez's court has a full calendar. For example, the trial of the Panama Papers case is scheduled to take place from the 13th of November to the 4th of December, and as an alternative date, January the 15th to February the 2nd of 2024 was chosen. The Odebrecht trial was originally scheduled to take place from the 1st to the 18th of August of this year, but on the 31st of July, that's just one day before the date scheduled to begin, the court announced its postponement for the same reason. It was still Judge Martinez was analysing the evidence adduced by the prosecution and the defendant's defenders. The trial was then scheduled for its alternate date, the 27th of September to the 17th of October. But it is September the 26th and we're facing the same thing. The court has not issued the order to admit evidence. Basilio González, Jaime Ford's lawyer, Carlos Carrillo from the team of lawyers of former President Martinelli, Marcela Arruz, lawyer for Ricardo Francolini, and Arturo Sauri, lawyer of Dana Haric, explained that in this scenario, the trial cannot be carried out since it's necessary to know the evidence that will be presented. The prosecutors found that the evidence, the money, and the witnesses were outside the national territory. If anything is clear to the former attorney, it is that this trial will mark a before and after in Panamanian justice. This trial will leave an indelible mark on our society. It will have a special chapter in the history of Panama because never before has justice faced an investigation of such magnitude. Hence the importance of what is decided being in accordance with the law, and that the only fear that exists is not acting in that way, it was added. The Panamanian Association of Business Executives, APEDI, joined the voices that reject the proposals for reforms of the Electoral Code that have reached the National Assembly. In a statement, the union recalled that during its more than 65 years, it has promoted the democratic and institutional foundations that must be part of the actions of all Panamanians. However, they stress that today they see with great concern that less than 9 months before the 2024 elections, there is an intention on the part of deputies of the National Assembly to reform the electoral code that will govern the next elections. The interest that has been promoted in the National Assembly with the proposals to modify the way of assigning deputies in multi-member circuits that are elected by remainder, as well as to strengthen the scope of the criminal electoral jurisdiction and to include a second round electoral tournament, are at this time inopportune and will create an atmosphere of uncertainty in the face of next year's electoral tournament, they highlighted. Every time an election is concluded, it is though the National Electoral Reform Commission, where political parties, universities, the working sector, businessmen and civil society participate, along with the Electoral Court, which is the body responsible for discussing possible reforms to the Electoral Code, and present the reforms to the aforementioned code for consideration by the National Assembly, they added. Well, recently, deputies from the Democratic Revolutionary Party and Democratic Change have presented three draft laws which they propose changes to the allocation of seats by remainder and the process of acquisition and suspension of electoral criminal jurisdiction, as well as introducing a second round or ballot. After completing the consultation phase, the Commerce Commission of the National Assembly will resume the discussion and the first debate of Bill 1043 on the new mining contract. Roberto Abrego, Deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, and President of the Commerce Commission, reported on Tuesday that this Thursday, that's tomorrow, the 28th of September at 10 a.m, the debate on the document will resume. In Abrego's words, they invited authorities from the Ministries of Environment, Health and Commerce and Industries. In addition, he said that other deputies who are not part of the Commission may participate. The parliamentarian statements come after on the 19th of September they will carry out a visit to the mining concession in Donoso in the province of Colón. Previously, the deputies of the Commerce Commission held public consultations in the district of Donoso and Omar Torrijos Herrera in Colón and at La Pintada in Coclé. Abrego has stated that once the consultation stage is over, the Trade Commission must responsibly evaluate the results of these consultations, which, although they are not binding, added that they constitute a framework of reference for the debate. For the second consecutive day, students from the Tomás Guardia School in La Chorrera, West Panama, took a walk in the district to demand that the authorities do justice in the case of a classmate who was allegedly sexually assaulted while participating in the Youth Assembly program. The students, who also demonstrated on Monday afternoon, left the campus after 8 in the morning, travelling along the Inter-American Highway towards the La Espiga sector in La Chorrera. "Justice! Enough of the abuse," the students chanted in the middle of the route, carrying banners and balloons. Likewise, the drivers of the school buses that provide service to students on campus also joined the protest by sounding the horns of the vehicles in a caravan along some of the roads in La Chorrera. After passing by the headquarters of the La Chorrera accusatory penal system, the students headed to the headquarters of the public ministry. It was reported that other educational establishments in the province of Panama, Oeste, and the capital city held a demonstration to show solidarity with the student from the Tomás Guardia School. The National Police reported that investigations have been carried out after a homicide that occurred on Monday night in the 77th Street sector in San Francisco District. According to the police, the victim was a person of Asian origin. Preliminary investigations indicate the two subjects arrived on a motorcycle to a commercial establishment in this sector, and one of them entered the establishment and, after ordering some products, he shot the merchant. It was reported that operations are continuing to capture those responsible for the incident. In addition, the motorcycle that was supposedly used in the incident was located in the Coco del Mar sector, and the motorcycle had a license plate that did not correspond to the machine. The Supreme Court of Justice admitted a lawsuit for unconstitutionality of Law 315 of June 2022. This is the law that prohibits the use, import and marketing of electronic nicotine delivery systems, electronic cigarettes, vaporizers, tobacco heaters and other similar devices with or without nicotine in Panama, and dictates other provisions. The legal action was presented by the Panama Smoking Harm Reduction Association since it violates the right to health because the products and devices prohibited by this norm represent a significant risk reduction for adult smokers. The lawsuit alleges that the legislative process of approval of the then bill, now Law 315, of the 30th of June of 2022, violated constitutional provisions. This was due to the number of favourable votes of the deputies of the National Assembly in the approval of the third debate of the project. It did not reach the minimum amount established by the National Constitution. The lawsuit filed on the 7th of August argues that this law, 315, violates Articles 109 and 110 of the Constitution of Panama, by not effectively ensuring the preservation and protection of the health of the Panamanian population by prohibiting products that are demonstrably less harmful to addicted adult smokers and the people around them. The Ministry of Health, MINSA, was consulted about the demand for unconstitutionality of Law 315, which was regulated on the 13th of June of 2022. But they reported that to date, legal counsel and the National Tobacco Control Program are not aware of the legal appeal presented by the Panama Tobacco Harm Reduction Association. And that's it. There we go. That's a look. Those are some of the stories in the local news here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's programme.